No, Ralph Woodside, newly professed in our faith family, has a special word to share with us.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for all your love and your kindness.
And I want to thank the RCIA group for everything they've done for me and my wife. You've all been my new family.
A little louder? Yeah, better hear you.
I can get louder. And the RCIA group knows it. I don't know how you don't get nervous up here. I wasn't nervous till I came up. So I'll read what I have on the paper. A couple of years ago, my wife and I moved my father-in-law up to Davison, very devout Catholic. The man carried his rosary in his left-hand pocket. It was either his shirt pocket or his pants pocket. It was always the left-hand pocket. He didn't go anywhere without it. He says, without that, I'm without God. And he had to love him. He lived till he was 97. So when we moved him up here, he put down on his, when he lived at the assisted living program, he put down that he was Catholic. And every once in a while I would walk in and I would see Bob Bisco or Father Andrew, and they were giving him communion. What great people. They took the time and had the patience to stay with him and talk to him, give him communion. They didn't even know him until he got here. And I thought to myself, what a faith that you can go and see a person that you don't even know and give him the love and kindness that he needs. Now, his faith was strong, and he would always tell me, those are two people that I will never forget. I don't think he even has, even though he has passed. So at 97 years old, my father-in-law passed, and his funeral was here. I witnessed one of the most beautiful funerals I have ever witnessed. The choir, the special singer, Father Andrew, and what he said. It was awesome. I can't say enough. So last year, me and my wife were talking, and I said to her, as I went past the church, I noticed they had a 4:30 mass. I said to my wife, hey, they have a 4:30 service at the Catholic church. Would you like to go? Because she's a devout Catholic, and she went to church with me, even so. And she says, first of all, it's not a service, it's a mass. I said, okay, would you like to go to mass? And she said, yes. So we visited a few times, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, and we sat in the back, and I thought to myself, how wonderful. Every time I came in here, even at 4:30 Mass on Saturday, it was full. So many Christians in one place, so much love in one place, so much Holy Spirit in one place. Where do you get that? It was mind-boggling to me. So we inquired with Father Andrew how my wife could come back to the Catholic Church and how I could become Catholic. And he led us to Elaine Olette and the RCIA team. First of all, what a loving man. The man's met me at that time maybe 3 times. He knew my name. That's the good part. I had to think about his. It's nice that you can call Father, Father, without having to finish. Getting back to Elaine Olette and the RCIA team, all of them, my God. Gary, Loretta, Joyce, Nancy, Kathleen, Bonnie, Deb, and all the rest of them. They showed us so much love. I was filled. I couldn't stop. I couldn't wait to come back to church that Sunday and go through the program. The death of the Holy Spirit never left me here, and it hasn't left me yet. So we became part of the Catholic Church. I've never been so grateful. I have a new family, a big family, and I love it. On the way in today, just for instance, on the way in today, I was walking in and a gentleman said, "Peace be with you," because I won't be able to say it to you later, just because he wasn't sitting next to me. I see him in the crowd. Where do you get that? Where do you get when you walk out? God bless you. Thank you for being here. This church is amazing. We have an amazing group of people that are here. And we have God here if we listen. Through Father Andrew, I have learned so much. Through Elaine and her team, I have learned so much. And I'm still learning. I do have to learn what a mass is, what a service is, and all the other. Because when I say that to my wife, she goes, "No, Ralph, it's a mass." "Oh, no, this is a service." I'll get it straight. So I thank you all. Thank you for loving me the way you do, Father Andrew. Thank you for all your love and kindness. Dan, you too. Elaine, God bless you. You're wonderful, your whole team. I hope I can be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph. I understand today is also your birthday, so happy birthday. Congratulations. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yes, I don't even know if I introduced myself, but I'm Ralph Woodside. I was born May 12th, 1953. My mother said to me, "I love you to death. I will love you forever. The only thing is, you didn't come with a receipt. You came with a bill. But I love you." And there's two more devout Catholics. Thank you for everything.